Minister Deirdre O'Hara.
Good morning. Rita and I did not set this up together, but her invocation had so much of my message today that maybe I can just sit down again. This morning, I'd like to talk a little bit about Principle 6 and Principle 7. Principle 6, we believe that the highest morality is contained in the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And the spiritual manual gives the interpretation of Principle 6 as, this precept we believe to be true. It points the way to harmony, peace, and happiness. Wherever tried, it has proven successful. And when fully understood and practiced, will bring peace and happiness to all of humanity. And Principle 7, we affirm the moral responsibility of individuals and that we make our own happiness or unhappiness as we obey or disobey nature's physical and spiritual laws. The Principle 6 is pretty straightforward, and the spiritual manual gives the interpretation of Principle 7 as individuals are responsible for the welfare of the world in which they live, for its welfare or its misery, for its happiness or unhappiness. And if we are to obtain heaven upon earth, we must learn to make that heaven for ourselves and others. Individuals are responsible for their own spiritual growth and welfare. Errors and wrongdoing must be outgrown or overcome. Virtue and love of good must take their place. Spiritual growth and advancement must be attained by aspiration and personal striving. Vicarious atonement has no place in the philosophy of spiritualism. Individuals must bear their own burdens in overcoming wrongdoings and replace them with right action. And that's what our spiritual manual says about Principle 7. As I said, everyone is welcome to have their own thoughts on this. We don't preach. We don't have a dogma that you have to adhere to. When I read this principle, it comes to me that we are not here to judge others, but to love, and to love ourselves. And this can be a challenge. I feel in order to live these principles, it is most beneficial to release our old fears and go for your dreams. So, what are your dreams? Success. What is success for you? Is it health? Is it financial? Is it your career? Is it a relationship? Or is it your spiritual growth? You can take power over your life and your decisions. Yes, to do this, you may have to change the way you live. Do you see the glass half empty or half full? Are you the person that sees the world taking advantage of you? The world is to blame for all your wrongs in your life? If so, try to change those thoughts around. Spiritualism has taught this to me. Our thoughts are prayers. Our thoughts become our reality. thoughts shape our reality, whether it's financial, our marriage, our health, or our spiritual growth. Stress. We all have stress. Some because you're not busy, some because you're working too much. We have fear. Fear of what? We have anxiety. Why? Things said or not said, how they are said, and how we perceive them. The stiff upper lip, boys don't cry. This thinking adds to our stress. It amazes me every time we have a funeral that involves whirling dervishes. They come in, they whirl, they scream, they cry. Time's up. They walk out as calm as could be. You would never know. They just rip their clothes, crash the funeral completely, and they walk out, and they're calm. They're over their anger at the death of a loved one. We act so stoic. We never release our anger, and we don't know how to mourn for the person. Our feelings are dictated by our thoughts, so choose the good ones. I'm the type to say, okay, that's not a problem. When I should be saying, are you crazy? I don't want to do that. Make sure you can express yourself. Make your own happiness or unhappiness. I just try to get on with my day. I choose not to get angry and frustrated. My guardian angel is telling me, life is too short. Let it go. The law of attraction. You can create the life you want. Discard any thoughts, ideas, anything that is holding you back or holding you down. Every thought has a frequency. Choose the good one. Choose the good experiences. Be on the side of right. If you expect something bad, it will happen. If you expect something good, here it is. You must be positive and believe it's not just role-playing. Do you have any thoughts buried in your mind that might be hurting you? Stress? Negative thoughts? We all have. Usually about a person or a situation that you may not have control over. Right now, I spent yesterday Friday at hospice with the owner of the funeral home where I work. He has said no more treatment. So we're all hysterical. It's for the best. As a spiritualist working in a very Catholic funeral home, I know he will transcend into the light. But it's a stressful thing. Do you worry about your health? Try to figure out what you're worrying about and let it go. Albert Einstein says, we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. The late comedian Robin Williams. Who knew what his personal life was like? What demons he fought every day? Yet he brought joy to millions of people. Focus on your desired outcome. If it's your health, visualize yourself being whole. We tend to get comfortable and live with our stress. The balance and then the thoughts. What if you face them? Yeah, it can be difficult to realize our fears, but the end result will be freedom from them. What if it's a family member who has been dishonest or worse? Bless that person and let them go. They have to live with whatever wrong they have committed. You
just have to release them to light. Meditation. This morning, as Raina was saying, is so beautiful and so peaceful. It's easy for some of us, including myself, have too much brain chatter. But meditation is essential to a positive outcome. Visualize your outcome. Don't let the bad influences become your main thought. Meditate on the positive outcome you want. Let the baggage go. I set a timer in the morning so I don't get too distracted, and I keep on my schedule. And I sit and I look out at my goldfish pond, and I listen to the birds, and I listen to the squirrels, and hold the cat, quiet my mind, and breathe deeply enough. No, we're all shallow breathers. We need that time to sit and breathe deeply. So I can sit and breathe and think what a great day is going to be. There's no right way or wrong way to meditate. Whatever works for you. Of course, that reality hit. Timer goes off. I still have 7 cats to feed, litter boxes, 3 birds and squirrel stations to do, fish to be fed, get my gear and get out the door to hit rush hour. Yay. But that 10 or 15 minutes of just sitting and meditating has set the tone for the day. And it gives me the positive energy and a great outlook for the day. So just 10, 15 minutes every morning to know it's going to be a good day when I walk into the funeral home and everything that's just going to hit you. Letting go of old hurts, pain, anger, and fear is very good. That anger you have against another person doesn't hurt them. It only holds you back. What energy you put out, you receive back. So it's a vicious circle. Let it go. Get rid of the weight it has on you and move forward. That person's only living in your head rent-free. It's not hurting them at all. They don't even know that what you're thinking. Let it go. Bless them. To forgive does not mean that person was right or their behavior was not horrid. It means that you can accept your current situation and move on with your life. You can also look and find out how you contributed to the situation so you don't repeat your past. You are responsible for your life and your happiness. Wayne Dyer says, "Don't die with your music still inside you. Listen to your intuitive inner voice and find what passion stirs your soul." To find our happiness, we have to open our hearts. I do this every day at work with my families, but do I take the time to do this for myself? Do I look for peace and understanding? There are days when I just want to bang heads together, but I realize I cannot take that action back. So I look for the good and try to forgive myself. Earlier I said, let go of old hurts, fears, and resentments. Bring that person into your heart. Think about your differences and release the problem. That will help you to find peace and happiness. And maybe you are responsible for someone's unhappiness. Hopefully that person has forgiven you. So breathe deeply, meditate, forgive, and ask forgiveness. Buddha said, "You could look the whole world over and never find anyone more deserving of love than yourself." May you find and be responsible for your happiness. And may you relegate unhappiness out of your life. May you continue to grow in your spiritual pursuits.